continued, so it didn't help us at all.
Your last six periods.
Is this period of time, that your next 9 or 10, is that a make or break time for you?
You know, I don't like to put it in those terms, make or break, because it's, you know, black and white, but I think we know where we stand, and I think we know that this is a time where we can produce and play well, you know, but there are no easy games, and especially at this time of the year, it's tough to get points. Everybody's battling, so, you know, we'll focus on the one, but this next pocket of games, I think it's pretty obvious that it's important. I wouldn't put the make or break, but it's going to be important. Yeah, we haven't been healthy like this for a while, so I think that's a good thing, you know. But we've got to play better. I mean, health is one thing, but we've got to play better. We've got to defend better. We've got to play with way more control, and our details of our game have got to be there. That's really the key for us, and those are all the things that we've done well when we've played well. And
you did play pretty well for a stretch there. Then your last six periods, the last two games, so much of that went out the window.
Give me any reason why? I wish I had all the answers, but I mean, the Washington game, you know, we came back and scored two quick goals in the power play last 3 minutes to get back into that game. You know, the Pittsburgh game, I don't want to keep beating that up, but the Pittsburgh game was really an odd game. I don't know what to make of that with all the players. A lot of our players weren't very good in that game, and it's not like there's only one or two guys. Some guys might have been a little worse than others, but that was a strange game. I don't know exactly how you deal with that game exactly. We're moving off of that, so that have been great. We just got to move forward here for me. We've got to grab a win and play well. To me, it's about the way you play. You play the right way, and that helps you get results. That's black and white for me.
What do you see in the Islanders of late, Coach?
You know what? They're a real methodical team. I see them playing their system. They're patient. You know, I see they get a lot out of their top line. They've got some guys that are producing offensively well for them. You know, I find that they're driven by probably a couple of players. You know, Street being one of them, and Tavares, obviously, he can certainly drive with the way that he plays. So they're a methodical team. We're going to have to play a good 60-minute game today.
What are you hoping that Burmistrov brings with Kane and Wallwood? What you're hoping?
Well, you know, I like to see, you know, he hasn't played in the middle for a while, and that'll be new for him. I think he sees himself as a center. I'd like to see Burmistrov play a more straight line game, and he knows that, you know, more straight ahead game for me. I'd like to him to think more of attack. He plays a sideways game a little too much, but so that's one thing. And then I'm just hoping that the line can find some chemistry in the way they play. Create some offense for us, you know, and then we'll see how all this shakes out. And Antropov for me is a good player, and he's going to continue to be a good player, you know, so he's a guy that we need to play and perform well, and he knows that, we all know that, so this thing will all work itself out. We need not only Burmistrov and others, but we need more A games. That's the bottom line. If we get our A games going, then the results, like I say, will fall.
So
it's
a move to put Burmistrov up there in the middle. Was that more because you were wanting to see specifically what he could bring to that line, or was that more a follow-up because Antropov hasn't been playing?
Well, I just thought that there should be a line change there a little bit. You know, Antro's been going okay. I'd like to see more as he would out of himself, and so when the door opens, somebody else takes the opportunity, or do they? That's what we're looking to see. So I don't think it's a slight on Antro. I like him, I like the way he plays. I'd like him to be better, so would he. So the door opens for Burmy. Can he go in there? We'll see. It'll be based on performance.
What does Antropov have to do that he hasn't been doing the last long?
yeah, I don't care to share that with you guys, but, you know, he knows and I know. And, you know, there's some things that he's not happy with this game, and you know, he's a professional. He's been around, he's a professional, he's a good person, and he knows what he has to do. We've talked a little bit about it and stuff. It's not out of his reach. He'll get it back. I'm not concerned about it.
Any hesitation about putting two young players together like Kane and Bistrov at this important time in the season?
No. Not for me, there isn't. Both of them have been responsible enough. Bistrov might give you more speed up the middle of the ice in that line that helps you get going forward a little bit more, maybe. You know, so that was one of the things that I was looking at, was try to get more speed through the middle of the ice there. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things I'm tossing around. You know, you keep Antropov in the middle, you move him to the wing. These are all things we take a look at. But I'm not concerned with the youth of those two players with that line, because both Kane and Bistrov have been responsible defensively. And I don't, when I put them on the ice, I don't sit with my rosary in my hand and go through the process. You know, I just put them and trust them, and away you go.
Coach, in your stretch run now here, with special teams always play an important part. Anything that you're doing in particular, or like to see a little bit better in those areas?
On our special teams?
Yeah, your special teams.
Well, you know, yeah. Pretty simple, Butch. I think for me, what I'd like to see on our power play is score, and our penalty killing, stop them from scoring. Those two things would
be brilliant.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Those two things are the key things. No, really, I don't think our reads have been great on our penalty killing. You know, I think that you know, we have not. It's not been a good couple of days for us on the penalty kill. The power play for me is really simple. It's we have to play with way more intensity, and we've got to win puck battles. It really has nothing to do with the setup or anything else. It's execution, yes, but execution in simplicity. Tape to tape passes and win puck battles. Out of the corner, get it, drive it, shoot it, comes back, rebound, battle for the rebound, and get it back. And it's that simple.
How do you coach that? Because I think you guys are successful when you win the neutral zone, win the board battles, do that.
You're talking about power play or 5-on-5?
5-on-5. For me, I think that when a team does that and you win the 5-on-5 play, that's when you win games.
Right.
Is that something that's getting...
Well, the only way to coach those episodes like that, of battles, is hold people accountable. You don't win them, don't play. Or people are out, or they move down, or whatever. That's pretty much the only bullet that you have. You know, you're not going to get a bat out and start beating on people. You know? So that's really the accountability factor. Is really what you'd look at, and you'd be looking to do. Is it, you know, we're not going to win all the battles. There are, you know, and the size is sometimes a factor. For me, it's the will. That's what I want to see. Just show me the will. You're not going to win them all. There's another team out there, and there are some guys that are some pretty big guys and big players that can win battles too. So if we can, you know, I just want to see a will to win it. Our will at home is way better than the will on the road, and that therefore goes our record.
It's Tanner Glass, an odd man out tonight. Or do I have to come to him?
Tanner Glass?
Yeah.
Is he an odd man out?
He'll be playing tonight.
Yeah, he'll be playing.
So does Stapleton get the boot up the fourth line? Or are you?
Stapleton will be in the game.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Thanks.